This is Rocky Bernard reporting from Navy Marine Corps Stadium. With me right now, I had Bayhawks forward Joe Walker. Joe, tough game out there. Come from the indoor, obviously, to the outdoor here. What seemed to happen in the second half?
We weren't getting our looks that we were in the first. They tightened down on defense. Their goalie had a great second half. Credit him. I didn't think we shot the ball very well, but he made some great saves. So it's a tough way to end the game. But now we have to win 3 in a row and see what happens.
Now, what seemed to happen down here with under 2 minutes to go? The temper seemed to really flare up out there.
One of their players butt-ended one of our guys, Kevin Crowley, in the lower region. It was a very dirty play, and the ref should have made that call. I'm not sure why they did it. So.
Right. Yeah, it seemed like something happened, and it just didn't. It should have been called, in my honest opinion. I agree with you there. What does this team, like you said, you need to win out now. You feel you need to win out. Winning out and getting to the club, do you think this team has what it takes to get to that up?
Absolutely. I've been on championship teams, and it's not about how you play the regular season. It's how you finish the season. So if we can go on a 3-0 run and start to get some momentum going in the playoffs, we got to make the playoffs first. Once you make the playoffs, anything is possible. So that's first and foremost. We just got to win 3 games in a row.
Joe, thank you so much for taking time out. I know you're going to watch the fireworks on the 4th of July. Again, this is Rocco Granato reporting from Navy Marine Corps Stadium. Final score again, the New York Wizards 15, the Chesapeake Bayhawks 13.